So, you can teach me, right?
I'll do my best. It would just help if you understood addition, subtraction, and multiplication right about now.
Yeah, so we skipped the filler. I'm not worried. We'll work right up to bedtime if we have to.
So, Racket and Rita worked for hours.
Now concentrate. 1 + 1.
Wait, slow down.
In fact, they kept at it right up until bedtime.
How many times does 7 go into 35?
What?
All right, but we'll have to come back to that.
They even stayed up extra late.
Good. Let's move on. And this time, no hints. 1 + 2.
Are they all gonna be this hard?
The next afternoon...
It's been great seeing you this week, Rita.
You too, Gruffy.
Thanks a lot, Gruffy.
No problem. Listen, she's not saying it, but I think she's a little sad about this being her last day walking home with me. To be honest, I'm kind of broken up about it, too. I better get going. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Oh, I can hardly see.
So, it didn't go well, Rita?
A total disaster.
I'm so sorry.
I couldn't do one problem.
Was your teacher mean to you?
No, she gave me easier problems to warm up with.
And?
I couldn't remember how to do those either.
Well, it's hard to learn a lot of math in just one night. Some of that filler you actually need. Did the other kids laugh at you?
Worse, they tried to help. I was humiliated.
Oh, this is all my fault. I never should have done your homework for you.
It's not all your fault. I never should have let you.
That day...
Uncle Racket, would you teach me how to do this math?
I'd be delighted.
Rita learned an important lesson about doing her own work.
And Racket, about not doing her work for her just because it's hard. Even though it's easy for me. Except the long division.
And they both learned the value of doing things one step at a time.
So we'll start at the top? 2 + 2?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, Rita. Now, 1 + 2 is...
Wait, slow down!